Hello, my name is Camille Petit-Collin, and today I will tell you about New Zealand and why it is so well regarded internationally. With the help of this article, why is New Zealand so progressive? It comes from BBC, a well-known public broadcaster, and it was written in May 2020. So let's go back 3 years ago and discover this article together. The article begins to discuss about the role of empathy and the compassion in New Zealand's leadership, particularly evident under Jacinda Ardern's government. She was the New Zealand Prime Minister from 2017 to 2024. In fact, the New York Times magazine described her as the progressive antithesis to right-wing strongmen like Trump, Orban and Modi. But how did she get such a good image? First of all, in 2019, she had to face the Christchurch mosque attack, and she did well by going to comfort the victims. Moreover, she managed to lower the impact of the COVID crisis very early, imposing very strict measures, including the prohibition of international and domestic travel. In the article, New Zealand takes early and hard action to tackle COVID-19 from World Health Organization, it is specified that 3 years after World Health Organization declared the COVID as a public health emergency, New Zealand began introducing disease prevention measures and continued strengthening them in the week that followed. It's clear that New Zealand has acted from the hottest and decided not to wait for the virus to grow significantly in their country before making decisions. This enables them to limit the crisis and be less affected. And the Prime Minister said, if there were ever a time to close the gap between groups of people across New Zealand in different positions, it is now. It highlights the government's commitment to addressing inequality exacerbated by the pandemic. So, Ardern's leadership style, characterized by empathy and decisive action, has garnered global recognition and admiration. Ardern's policy is in line with New Zealand's past. In fact, New Zealand's historical commitment to equality, fairness, and honesty. From indigenous rights to gender equality, New Zealand has been a pioneer in implementing progressive policies. For example, the right of women to vote was voted in 1893, while France voted it only in 1944. The Treaty of Waitangi, for instance, symbolizes the nation's unique foundation based on partnership between Maori and the Crown, emphasizing equality under the law. However, New Zealand is not an utopia. It faces challenges, including persistent socio-economic disparities and problems of racism. In the article, Dr. Paul Spoonley said, "We do have everyday and often casual racism around the country, and you'd be naive if you don't think it's there." The article, Maori councillors detail abuse and racism they face in their roles in the New Zealand Herald, insists on it. So don't neglect it and try to limit even more. Despite this, the country was ranked as the 8th happiest country in the 2019 UN Global Happiness Report for the seventh consecutive year. I chose this article because New Zealand has always appeared to me as a paradise with lots of different landscapes, and I was delighted to know it from the political point of view. The importance of the values of equality, justice and respect for the rights of indigenous people in the country allows politics to be progressive and ahead of other countries. Also, it is important that each country has its own mentality in order to have diversity. New Zealand offers an inspiring example of social and political progress.